"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
L.A. City Council did vote unanimously in favor, John, of Karen Bass's state of emergency declaration.
Okay, so it's officially now a state of emergency.
Everyone voted yes, and guess what happened?
What happened?
The room exploded with anger as protesters realized that Kevin DeLeon voted on the proposal from outside the room.
Is that right?
That's what it says. Yes. He eventually left the chamber floor, but he stayed in a back corner room.
Is that...
Because the chamber's voting software is set to automatically register each of the 15 lawmakers as a yes unless members deliberately press a button to say no, council members can easily register yes votes while outside the room.
Is that, oh, wow. Oh, see? So the protesters were outfoxed.
Yep.
How about that?
All right,
DeLeon wins again.
Everybody's on the same side. We have a state of emergency over homelessness. Here we go.
This was unanimous? Everybody voted yes?
Yes, unanimously in favor of the declaration.
You know, see? If Mike Bonin was there, he would have been the no vote.
He might have been, although...
How come Garcetti, if Karen Bass got 15 yes votes immediately, why didn't Garcetti do this for 9 years?
Maybe he'd have an explanation along the lines of it's not going to make a difference. That's kind of what...
Well, yeah, maybe it's not going to make a difference. That's what's going to be funny.
Just be for show. We'll have to see.
All these state of emergency graphics on television. Now we'll see. What does that mean?
Even the Wall Street Journal did a story on it today saying maybe it'll speed up approvals and cut red tape. Well, fine, but
did you see that story in the LA Times today about the Cecily Hotel? The guy's offering 600 rooms. Oh, we'll get into it later. It's really good. Well, let's get to Steve Gregory now.
Well, did you actually read Karen Bass's plan?
Did I read the plan?
Was there a plan or just a state of emergency?
I remember scanning her plan when she was running for office, and it was like the same boilerplate stuff.
I was told this morning I was sitting in on the LA Police Commission weekly meeting.
Yes.
And Chief Moore was telling the commission that he was summoned, all the department heads were summoned.
Yeah.
And they were given, you know, then Bass laid out the plan and the state of emergency and what the plan's going to be and what all the department's responsibilities are going to be. But he never did elaborate. Oh. So, but apparently there's a plan.
There's a plan.
But I don't know. I thought maybe you'd know.
No, I don't know. I wasn't summoned to the meeting.
I mean, you see, the plan is get more housing.
Yeah, well, the plan is...
build more, find more. I mean, that's supposedly what she's telling them all.
Every plan that's ever been laid out has not been able to answer the simple question. How do you keep them in the houses? Yes. How do you keep them in the housing that's being provided to them for free?
Yes. The problem is getting them into the housing. There is some housing out there, and that's what that says.
There's a lot of housing out there.
Yeah, but you people don't want to use it.
They don't want restrictions.
No. And so it's about force. It's the thing that nobody wants to talk out loud. Outside of our show, we talk about force.
Right.
Forcing people into mental health treatment, forcing them into drug treatment,
I prefer the softer word, conservatorship.
But that's force.
Yeah, and then even with the new, the new care court?
Yes.
Now,
that's Newsom's thing.
That's supposed to be a conduit into getting these people into homes and their mental health or mental illness checked. But that's the thing that no one's been able to answer, to your point, is, okay, great, here's 75,000 rooms, but we can't get anyone to go into them.
They haven't tried to do that. They haven't tried to force anybody, which is why they don't talk about it.
Echo Park, they tried.
Yes.
And then and I spoke to a lot of those people, and they said, A, we're told we can't drink. B, I can't bring my pet. Mm-hmm. C, I can't bring my stuff. And I have to be in from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. every day.
Yes.
I'm better on the streets.
That's right. I believe all that. Yeah. And that's what nobody wants to address. That's why you just have to make all this street living illegal and just keep going after them and going after them until they get tired of being in Los Angeles and they move somewhere else, like out in the desert, Slab City.
Slab City.
Yeah.
John Cobalt's Slab City.
Yeah. You know that cement that cement city out in the desert by the Salton Sea?
That's right.
Yeah, that's where they belong. That's where a lot of them are already. There's a whole home.
He was going to drive a bus there, Steve. That was his plan. A bus.
You were
going to
drive a bus?
He said he would. I offered to drive a bus.
A bus.
Well, all right. I'll do.
I'll drive the other bus.
I'll drive 100. I'll make 100 trips out there.
We'll get our listeners. They'll all come.
How about high speed rail? From here to...
Yeah, how about high-speed rail? You know what? I flew to San Francisco on what was it, Sunday, and there was a three-hour plane delay. And by the time I got to my destination, I could have driven there, right?
Sure.
And I'm thinking, if there was only high-speed rail, that would get me there in 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, but they never built it, did they?
Well, they built some of it.
Not actual track.
It was some concrete stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Some pillars.
Those pillars, yeah. They're pillars. Concrete. Those Stonehenge pillars.
Yeah, they're using them for skateboard parks now. Okay.
All right, well, Steve is actually here to talk about coyotes and mountain lions.
That's right. So I was on a very last-minute thrown-together virtual press briefing with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. In which they did outline what's been going on with P22, the lion that's been in the news lately. But first, we're talking about coyotes, and I'll play you this one, and this will be Ed B., Eric. But the issue now with coyotes coming closer down in the urban interface, it seems as though, and at least that was my question to the state vets and the National Park Service, why are these coyotes seem to be more aggressive? Why are they, they're grabbing children out of driveways and... I mean, is this an unusual behavior? And this is their response.
We have sort of cyclic, I think, periods of time where, for some reason, animals will maybe encounter people and act more aggressively with people at times. The drought certainly has affected that. But in general, I would say that we have not seen major changes in animal behavior recently. This is just typical of what animals do. And also the fact that we are living in closer proximity to animals and people are getting outdoors more and interacting in their space. And so I think that's part of the reason why we're seeing more activity like that than we have in the past.
So this the coyotes attacking the chihuahuas, grabbing the child, it's all normal.
I see on the Nextdoor app, it seems like coyote and mountain lion sightings have replaced criminal activity. Among the neighbors' interests. There's more video that they're posting
I was going to say the key to that, though, is whether or not the mountain lions and coyotes will be prosecuted.
Nobody gets prosecuted. No species gets prosecuted in California.
I couldn't resist.
And with my own eyes, and plus the news stories, because there was a mountain lion loose, on San Vicente Boulevard.
Right.
Went right to my grocery store. It was in the parking lot of the grocery store I go to.
Almost ate John's cookies.
Yeah, that's right. And I've seen them in the neighborhood. I've seen more coyotes in the neighborhood. I see them driving around, especially early in the morning. That's when they're running on people's lawns and jumping over fences. So it looks like it. The neighbors think so. And then you have all these high profile.
So this is not an uptick, Steve. This is just normal life.
Well, here's the thing. So they said also that it was more of an extension from the pandemic. Because remember, no one was going out. There wasn't a lot of human activity outdoors.
Right. Yeah.
So the coyotes were coming down in there because there were fewer people out and about.
Oh, to disturb them, they got used to being down.
They got used to being closer to the urban
interface.
Probably
reproduced. Yeah.
And they're coming down here. And then, as you heard, that was Ed Pert, regional manager for the Fish and Wildlife. And, you know, the drought is a big part of it because the drought means there's no foliage, means there's no other smaller wildlife to eat. Mm. So that's forcing them to come down in the urban area.
To look for chihuahuas.
Look for chihuahuas and children.
Small children. Right?
Yeah. But if you want, I've got audio from P22. Yeah, it's interesting stuff on P22.
All right.
P22 is the mountain lion, the celebrity mountain lion in the Griffith Park area. Steve Gregory's with us. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Even the mountain lions are celebrities around here. We've got Steve Gregory here. He is on the mountain lion and coyote beat today.
Oh, it's a John and Ken Wildlife desk.
Yes, the Department of State Department of Wildlife had a press conference today, and among the things they were explaining was P22.
Right. So
the lion, which at large eating chihuahuas.
Puma.
And I'll tell you something, I did not, it's one of those stories that's kind of vaguely hanging over you. Like, oh yeah, okay, that's cool. There were 47 media outlets on this call from all over the world.
All over the world. Wow. You know, because all the photos are the videos lately of mountain lions running amok in the streets, coyote eating or going after that child.
Right.
Mountain lion eating a chihuahua.
TMZ was on the call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what? Reuters, TMZ.
You said
it's
celebrity mountain lion.
It's like the shark attacks in the ocean. People love this stuff.
Celebrity mountain lion. I just got that. Okay. So this was interesting because Ed Pert, the guy you heard from in the last segment, he was asked the question, well, why did you have to grab P22? Why did you have to get him? So here in Ed A, this is Ed Pert explaining why they finally had to snag him.
The reason is that P22's behavior has really changed recently compared to his historic behavior. For example, he's been over the past month or a little bit more found not only chasing dogs, but chasing and attacking dogs on leash with people nearby. That's something that's never been seen in the 10 years that he's been tracked by the National Park Service. He's also been spending more time in urban areas and going deeper into those urban areas, such as Los Feliz and Silver Lake, which he didn't do historically.
Then, so they got him, they subdued him.
They're going to question him? Will he be interrogated?
Is he on bail? I mean, no. Do they have a no-bail policy?
He's actually in pretty bad shape.
And what's wrong?
Will he go to a diversion program?
Wait, did he get beat up by the
Here's
police?
Deanna Clifford. She is a state of California veterinarian, and she explains his condition. Deanna A.
The initial examination was performed yesterday, and it showed that P22 is significantly underweight. Hmm. He's got a thin fur coat, and he has a right eye injury that's most consistent with recent vehicular trauma. Oh. He was given fluids with vitamins to correct dehydration, anti-inflammatory, and antibiotic medications for the eye trauma and anti-parasite medications.
He has mange.
Oh. Mange. And what is mange?
Mange is like a skin,
infection.
Fur falls off.
Yeah, fur falls off and you get mites. Mites get burrowed down into your skin.
I don't think the urban interface is working for him.
So he must be hanging around at a homeless encampment. He caught all kinds of stuff. That's the parasitical medicine is to fight the mange?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right.
I see.
And because it's, here's the sad part. They said they're going to watch him for a few days and just keep, they're waiting for some more tests to come back. If he does not improve, they will euthanize him.
Oh, no.
Because there's not much left they can do.
Well, I mean, so he has to heal that fast in a few days?
He's going to have to, but he's not going to be able to survive in the wild. And if he doesn't get any better, gain any weight, get any muscle tone back, and if the mange doesn't, you know, if the infections are too deep and they just said if he's in the eye, you know, because they also had to give some medication because they were afraid the eye was infected.
So he got hit by a car, they think?
Looks like it, yeah. It was consistent with, what did you say, vehicular trauma?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's in pretty bad shape, and that's why they said his behavior was so unusual.
Can't they take him to a place, you know, where like would be less urban? Yeah.
Like Mountain Lion Hospice?
Well, I don't know, just somewhere out there.
Why don't they feed him a few extra chihuahuas?
Like the Angeles National Forest, way out there.
See if he builds his strength
back. Yeah, but
back.
He wouldn't be able to defend himself.
Oh.
And besides,
defend himself against what?
He's older. He's much older. They said he's an older cat.
Other mountain lions.
Other mountain lion bears.
Other guys will attack him.
Yeah. So, they just said that their protocol is to watch and observe. And then they said they're also watching a P19, which is a younger female mountain lion. Mm. So that they're trying to see, because they were comparing behaviors between all the mountain lions. And this mountain lion is very well tracked and traced. They said they were able to get ring footage, surveillance camera footage, the electronic collar that he's been wearing, and they're able to put together a pretty good profile and behavior.
How old is he? Is he near the end of his life cycle?
Yeah. They said they've been watching for 10 years, and I think he's been around for close to 20 years.
And that's old for a mountain lion?
That's very old for a mountain lion.
Then you got to understand, right, Deborah Mark? Maybe it's time to
go. I'm okay if they do it in a nice way.
If they euthanize him?
If they euthanize him, yes. I mean, look, we put our dogs down when the dogs are sick. That's a humane way to go. I understand that. He's old, he's sick, and if he can't defend himself, then absolutely that's okay.
Yes, I was going to say, is there another urban area they could take him to? Because he's in the Griffith Park area, right, P22?
Yeah.
But if he's suffering, then I'm okay. He's old, so I'm okay with them putting him out of his misery.
We're talking about vegans, mountain lions? Okay.
I don't know. Are people? Are we talking about people now
or mountain lions?
I think, well, no. You know what? I'm not allowed to get into that. So forget
people
it.
Should be
you know
put
what?
Down too. Look at that.
Why aren't you allowed to get into
person.
That?
I
oh,
need
now
to,
you're a news person.
I can talk about animals, but I can't go into all that. I can't put my opinion out there.
Don't grow old around her.
Oh, God, no. Jeez.
She'll pull the needle out and put you down right in the hallway.
Like Governor Lamb, it's old people's job to get out of the way.
I'll just talk about myself, okay? You can put me down if I'm too old and sick.
Don't tempt him.
Yeah. Steve, do they have any advice for people about these coyotes and mountain lions besides, take your food in?
Just be real careful. Trash is a big part of it. Small animals, obviously. If you got small animals out in your backyard running around, you got to worry about the mountain lions and the coyotes, the bears. They just said you have to be really vigilant.
Keep your dog in front of you when you walk.
Yeah.
Because as we saw with one of the chihuahuas, the dog was walking behind the adult.
The mountain lion just picked it off.
Right behind her.
And you heard Ed Pert talk about the fact that even those on leashes, are suspect. I mean, the mountain lion was running up on people with leashes with people around. They said that was the most unusual behavior because mountain lions don't run up on people.
Does that mean he's going a little crazy? Or
no, it was just like a distemper. Have you ever seen a dog with distemper? And
people with distemper.
Well, yeah, that's half the news
I've
department.
Had distemper, right?
We all have. I think after managers meetings, we've all had distemper.
Yes,
but but when you've got distemper with dogs and they in there and talk about them going crazy and stuff, they're
agitated.
Agitated, yeah. Exactly. That's the word I was looking for. Agitated. Huh. And that's what they said. They knew that his behavior was so unusual and not consistent with his past behavior that they knew something was wrong. And they said that he knew he was in distress because of these behaviors. And they were right because he has all these medical issues.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for that report. Steve Gregory on the wildlife front with the coyotes and the mountain lions and the Department of Wildlife conducting an online discussion about all that. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. Live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Looking at a picture of one of the people that's in the news big time today. It's Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of FTX, the crypto exchange company, that's in bankruptcy because they lost billions. The picture I'm looking at is from May in the Bahamas. He's on stage with a really bad t-shirt and shorts and looks like really old sneakers. And look who's next to him, Bill Clinton and Tony Blair.
Yeah.
Wow, this guy really was rubbing elbows with the biggies of the world of politics and celebrity,
because
wasn't he?
Because he was giving enormous amounts of money to both parties, as it turns out. He gave a lot of money to Democrats above board, and then a lot of dark money, they call it, to Republicans. and that's stuff that goes to political action committees, and it's not as well sourced.
The next picture is he's asleep on like beanbags on the floor with a blanket over him. And you want to hear the caption? Fallen crypto golden boy Sam Bankman-Fried, 30, is a vegan gamer who sleeps 4 hours per night.
Yep.
So he can dedicate as much time as possible to work.
And you know what he said today in court is that because he's vegan, he doesn't want to go to he wants bail. He doesn't want to go to jail. Because,
yeah, he's being kept in a prison that's not known for its nice accommodations in the Bahamas.
Difficult to be a vegan in prison, apparently.
Yes.
Keep that in mind, Deborah.
That's a reason for bail. Yes.
You stay straight. No crimes here. Here's the headline. It's in the Daily Mail. Bankman-Fried begs Bahamas judge to grant him bail because he's too depressed and vegan for jail. And they've also found that he hid $300 million in a Brazilian company right before filing for bankruptcy.
Let's go through the official charges, because we learned at this time yesterday that he was under arrest in the Bahamas. He was indicted by a federal grand jury in the Southern District of New York. 8 counts: conspiracy to commit wire fraud on customers, wire fraud on customers, wire fraud on lenders, wire fraud on commodities fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy to defraud the United States and violate the campaign finance laws.
115 years in prison.
Basically, they're looking at this guy as a grifter. That he basically was running a Ponzi scheme where he would take all this money from the depositors and he would use it for this terrible company that went belly up, and then also to fund political campaigns and a lavish lifestyle with a big big apartments
so
and
penthouses. Here's the deal. He talked woke, right? And he gave a lot of money to Democrats who have been in charge. And he thought that if he talked woke, he'd end up with a shield of sorts, like a social shield, that nobody would think bad of him. And they would give him a break if they heard of any rumors, right? And secondly, he's paying off politicians, figuring that they would look the other way when it came time to investigate. Right? They'd squash any investigations coming out of the Department of Justice or any congressional hearings. That's what he was paying them for, in addition to having no regulations on the crypto industry. And he figured, so of course, you know, he was hosting all these great Democratic leaders because he gave so much money. He was number two on the Democrats list, second to George Soros.
And the SEC said that he raised more than $1.8 billion from equity investors since he founded FTX in May of 2019 and orchestrated a years-long fraud to conceal diversion of their funds to that company Alameda Research. It's a hedge fund. It was started by his former girlfriend, and they went belly up. Because they took a lot of the money from FTX, well, you can see it just dominoed over.
Yeah, that's the money laundering. He took the money in deposits from FTX or in investments, and then they moved it over to the other company, and they moved it back and forth. I read last night a piece by a guy who's been very skeptical of the crypto industry, whose opinion was all this crypto stuff is worth absolutely nothing. And he gave an example of how some of these guys are doing it, you know, because there's hundreds of these so-called crypto coins. Let's say we had the John and Ken company, right? And we created the John and Ken coin, a cryptocurrency. He says that is nothing more than computer code. He goes, so you create some computer code and you call it a crypto coin. And then I, John, sell it to you. And then you sell it back to me. And then I sell it to you and you sell it back to me. And we always pay an increasing price. Now people who track this stuff are saying, oh, my God, the price of the John and Ken coin is going up and up and up. Yeah. I want to get in on that.
That's right.
Or, you know, you sell
that's the pyramid scheme. Right.
Or you sell it to the John and Ken company. And the John and Ken company then sell. And you just keep doing it. And suddenly you've created a buzz. and you start going online and you start pumping it up on Reddit, you start pumping it up on all the social media chains, and people are going, oh, this is the hot coin. You got to bet on this. You got to bet on it. You're going to make some money. And you will if you're in early enough before the Ponzi scheme runs out of steam.
I was going to say, until the day comes when people start cashing out their coins and everything collapses.
Okay, but go back to the beginning. What was it? It was computer code. It wasn't a coin. It wasn't currency. It wasn't anything. It's not even apples or lemons, right? You can take those to the market and trade those. You can't take this invented computer code fake currency and trade it for anything, at least not for too long.
He was supposed to testify before a House committee today. That was the big story the other day until he got arrested yesterday. Forbes has gotten a hold of what he was going to say. And here is the first part of what he was going to say to the House committee. I would like to start by formally stating under oath, I effed up. It's actually in the transcript.
Yeah, that's
with the word in there.
Do you notice people are dropping F-bombs in public now routinely?
Yeah,
like there's no hesitation anymore.
Well, then maybe that'll take away the shock of it eventually, though.
Yeah.
Just be another word in the conversation.
Well, it's always been arbitrary.
Last year, my net worth was valued at $20 billion. Today, I would be wrong to say that I have nothing. I have a loving family, food on my plate.
He's lying.
Vegan food.
He hid the money. He sent $300 million to Brazil.
Well, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
But yeah, but I'm
saying... He is basically saying he did nothing wrong. He's making it sound like this is all just a sad mistake.
Well, when you're facing 115 years in prison, what are you going to say? You're going to say, nah, I'm just a bumbling fool. Or for years, he passed himself off as a great crypto genius who could see things nobody else could see. Now it's, boy, I'm a real screw-up, aren't I? Whoa, I'm a sad sack. Yeah, right.
The CEO of FTX now is John Ray III, who's handling this just for the bankruptcy. He did testify today, and he said the top executives, including Sam Bankman-Fried, just gambled with customers' money. They did not protect any of their investments. They were grossly inexperienced. But to me, I think they knew that they were... I mean, he was probably thinking, well, I'll just take this money and put it in my hedge fund, and when that's worth many, many more billions, you know, I can just put the money back because then the hedge fund will be able to run itself. That's usually how these guys think, mm-hmm. that, oh, I'll just borrow the money for now and I can replace it later. It's just a small loan. In a year or two, I'll put it all back and maybe even more. But then if it doesn't go that way, you're screwed.
They bought a lot of property. His parents bought property in the Bahamas, expensive property. The whole family was in on it. The dad was working.
The Stanford people.
Yeah, these two elite, well-respected, longtime Stanford professors, mom and dad, they were in on the whole thing. They had been charged.
They went on a spending binge in late 2021, FTX did, shelling out roughly $5 billion on an array of businesses and investments that may only be worth a fraction of what was paid for them now. That's why they're so screwed over.
Yeah, but he did it on purpose and didn't care. And probably wasn't paying attention because he was full of his own arrogance.
Yeah. Well.
But he's a crook, and he's caught, and he's going to go to prison. And
I would think so.
They're going to spend. You know what?
He is like a crypto Bernie Madoff.
Yeah. Well, this new CEO said he's never been in a situation where there was a complete lack of records. There's no records on where the money went.
No, that's what he said. There was near zero record keeping from the company.
You know, last time I heard that is when they did the audit of the high-speed rail. And the auditor said there was very little record keeping and millions of dollars have disappeared and he doesn't know where. And that story lasted about 8 minutes.
Yeah,
and nobody covered it.
I think this guy said a couple of weeks ago that they sometimes signed off with things with emojis. That was basically their approval system.
Emojis.
They used emojis to approve payments.
What an awful era. Honestly, this entire era needs to be put in a coffin. Emojis.
Right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Oh, that great news that came out of a laboratory in Livermore, California, is our subject at 4:05 with Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. About the possibilities of getting clean energy, abundant amounts, in the future. It's called Fusion. He'll tell us the details, this announcement today made by the Department of Energy and researchers at that laboratory. That comes up right after the news at 4 o'clock.
Shut up all these climate change cranks.
I'm looking on my screens here at two completely, not completely different, but very different versions of a story we covered last week involving the president of the Claremont Unified Board of Education. His name is Steve Lanusa. He has resigned. He's resigned because parents accused him of having members of a high school choir attend a private Christmas party that included alcohol, shirtless male entertainers, and now this new addition, a dirty Santa.
As in Santa was unclean in some way?
I think the idea was that he would make inappropriate comments.
Oh.
The dirty Santa was kind of like the dirty old man.
Oh, not just an unwashed Santa.
Not a homeless guy. No.
I see. There's a lot of those.
Yes. This was a party that was at December 3rd. Students were at the party for about an hour before their performance, and during the time witnessed the dirty Santa, who made inappropriate comments, as well as the shirtless male entertainers. One parent told Channel 2 that some of the students were offered an open bar and that Santa at the party made disgusting comments to our kids. Another parent also backed that up. Students were offered alcohol by the guests.
All right, so they're trying to get the kids drunk. They got a Santa Claus there who's speaking dirty sexual
epithet. Now let me throw the dynamite into the room.
What?
Lanusa is gay. They were shirtless men.
Shirtless men.
Yep.
Yeah, probably that's a clue. In fact...
And Scott Wiener attended. It's actually true, at least according to redstate.com. State Senator Scott Wiener is apparently...
I don't think generally straight guys hire shirtless men to entertain at their Christmas parties. I can't think of one that I've attended.
If you're having a Christmas party with friends and couples over, you don't bring in any shirtless people, men or women, I don't think. I mean, apparently he's been known for this.
Especially for
having these kind of rowdy parties.
Especially when children are coming. High school kids, I guess.
Yeah, because the other story I'm reading about is, you know, this, people are outraged because this looks like some form of grooming. That's the big word now that the right uses to... Trying to accuse gay people of trying to groom underage.
You've got shirtless men. You've got booze being fed to high school kids. You got an authority figure like a school board president orchestrating. I mean, it's hard not to see a grooming situation.
Have your parties, but don't bring in high school choir members. What is wrong with you?
That's what he's into.
Was that the idea, though, that they were going to come and sing? They were part of the entertainment because they were the choir members. They would sing the holiday songs. But then it got out of control because everybody was drunk.
If you have shirtless guys and you're trying to get high school kids drunk, what do you think the intent is? I mean, take it to the next step. Why would you do that? You create a sexual atmosphere. Santa's talking dirty. You have these hot-looking men without their shirts. You got these high school kids who are in a subservient position, and you're feeding them alcohol. Where are you going with this? What is it you want at the end of the night?
Some of the parents he's resigned. He's gone.
He
just got reelected. Now he's out.
Parents should be furious, and they have every right to suspect the worst.
It also does not look like any school board members or any Claremont school personnel attended this party.
Uh-huh.
It was a party of the choir members and, I don't know, some friends of Lanusa's and the Dirty Santa and the shirtless Santa.
There were no parents there? There weren't other board members there?
No, it says here, doesn't appear that board members attended.
Man, I thought this was a party for all, you know, for...
For the school personnel.
School personnel, right.
That's what I'm reading here. So it does not appear that they attended. No teachers and no other administrators and no school board members.
There's a new light on it. Let's see. All right. So now you have no parents. You have no other school teachers or administrators. You just have him and his half-naked men and the Santa talking dirty and a lot of booze and high school kids. High school kids in a choir.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there could have been... quote, parents there, but they were not school teachers or administrators or school board members. Maybe he's got just friends that enjoy these parties.
Sure.
And there were some adults there.
So again, you're getting the kids drunk and you create a sexualized atmosphere. You got the booze. What do you think the goal line is? And Scott Wiener's there.
Here's what one parent said. The kids believe they were going there for a short performance to help raise money for their program.
Yeah.
Instead, they were made to wait for well over an hour and mingle with drunk adults hitting
right.
on them
okay.
while offering alcohol numerous times.
And the kids are misled. And they're doing a hard sell on the alcohol. You don't do that just for fun. You know that's really risky. But there might be a payoff at the end. What could the payoff be?
Oh.
I don't know. Just, you know, laying out the dots. You can draw your own conclusions.
All right. When we return, we'll be talking to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, about this big announcement today out of a laboratory up in Livermore, California. That's the East Bay area, about a breakthrough when it comes to fusion research. And while that sounds kind of bizarre and much from the physics world, it's important because it could be a game changer in the world of energy sources. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.